Revelation chapter 3. And to the messenger of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are living, and yet you are dead. Become watchful and establish the things which remain, which were about to die. For I have found none of your works completed before my God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If, therefore, you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you shall by no means know at what hour I will come upon you. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. And they will walk with me in white because they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed thus, in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says the Holy One, the True One, the One who has the key of David, the One who opens, and no one will shut, and shuts, and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an opened door, which no one can shut. Because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, those who call themselves Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will cause them to come and fall prostrate before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial, which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth, to try them who dwell on the earth. I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one take your crown. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the messenger of the church in Laodicea write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.